Good morning, all. My name is Rosie, and I have the pleasure today to introduce you to the Blue Hill Mountain Stories. These stories were recorded by George Stevens Academy's audio production class and produced for WERU by Rosie Landrum. Today's piece features an interview conducted by George Stevens Academy senior Lucy Clues with Blue Hill resident Jim Dow. In this interview, Jim Dow recounts his life as an environmental lawyer and as Blue Hill Heritage Trust's first executive director. Dow shares how the Blue Hill community inspired him to dedicate much of his professional career to conserving land on the peninsula, and specifically Blue Hill Mountain. As a lifelong Mainer, Dow has extensive knowledge of Maine's landscape and believes in a unique approach to land conservation. He describes that while often overlooked, interpersonal relationships are integral to the successful protection and accessibility of land. Additionally, Dow explains how important it is for the greater Blue Hill community to have access to recreational land. Again, I hope you enjoy the Blue Hill Mountain Stories on WERU this morning. This is Jim Dow.
In the late 80s, we bought some land here in Blue Hill, and then 1993, I moved up here permanently. So I've been here ever since. But in 1993, the mountain sort of became in focus because a piece of land on the shoulder off Route 15 went for sale. And this fellow bought it, and he subdivided it into all these lots. And all of a sudden, people in town were upset because, I mean, the mountain was all private land at this point. It wasn't like public land. It was all private land, privately owned. That sort of highlighted town's bigger connection with the mountain and its importance, realizing that, oh, you know, there it is. People just assume it'll be there as it always has been, but that's not the case, of course. Things changed. And finally, the land trust, this little volunteer land trust, had never raised money, stepped in and bought it, raised money. And that was about the time I moved here, and my friend from law school, Ellen Best, we're old pals, said you should need to join the board. So I did. And so anyway, at that point, I was on the board, and then I said, you know, maybe I should just move here. I mean, work here. It's different when you live here and work somewhere else. You don't dig in deep day to day. When I retired to the end of 2016, I was happy that the land trust was really in a great place, had this whole portfolio of great lands. We had sort of done the mountain. It really was enough there, and it could hand that off to whoever was coming along in a really great place, you know. And so you could, you know, that's the old adage, you know, when you leave something, you leave it better than when you found it. That felt good to me. Now the land trust over the last 5 years or so, or 6 years, whatever, you know, has really promoted the use and created more trails, and, you know, how much people appreciate that. Wonderful, because it's really salubrious. I mean, people need to walk, and people are getting out in the land more and appreciating it. And if you, for most of our culture, you know, you have to touch it and use it to appreciate it. So that's good.